felt guilty. I was 20 years old, and I had somehow felt that I had cheated on somebody else. And that's not an unusual feeling for me after I sleep with someone the first time.
Things didn't really change afterwards. They didn't get better. They didn't get worse. Things weren't awkward. I didn't cry.
It was supposed to be this great magical moment. And it was. It wasn't everything I expected, but it was pretty close. And then afterwards, I think I would have had a pretty positive opinion, but my boyfriend broke up with me.
On today's psychology podcast, we're addressing the topic of virginity. We've just heard a few people's experiences and feelings. You may have heard others just like this. With us today to speak on the topic are Dr. Lane Powell and Dr. Debbie Herbenick. Dr. Powell is a certified family life educator and professor at Texas Tech University, and Dr. Herbenick is associate director of the Center for Sexual Health Promotion in the School of Health, Physical Education, and Recreation at Indiana University. She is also a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction. Dr. Herbenick, how do we even define virginity?
The more common definition of virginity is not yet having had penile-vaginal intercourse. And of course, the problem with this is that some people, such as gay men, lesbians, or straight couples who can't have sex, either due to male or female sexual difficulties, may not have had penile-vaginal intercourse, but what they do is still sex, and they wouldn't consider themselves virgins if they're having types of sexual activity that feel like sex to them.
Dr. Powell, when you're ready, how do you address the topic of having sex with your partner?
I think that it is good if you have some standards and some limits, and you know what those limits are, then you can say that up front. I think in some ways it can be a test of whether or not this person is willing and interested in you in a way that would lead to a long-term commitment. And if they will agree to your limits and stay within those limits, both of you will feel that you can concentrate on the other aspects of your relationship.
Men and women should also talk to their partners about their expectations for sex, and this isn't talked about enough. What does it mean for them if they have sex? What does it mean about their relationship and where things are headed or not headed if they have sex? Do they have expectations that having sex will make them feel closer or that it will just be something fun that they do together? What are their expectations about monogamy or exclusivity? What are their hopes or expectations about talking to each other? Who will call who and when? And it might sound too detailed, but these are the sorts of things that many people wish they knew about their partner and their thoughts related to sex before having had it, especially for the first time, which can feel like a very, very big step to many people.
How can a person be responsible after they've decided to have sex?
In terms of responsible sexuality, that's making a conscious decision to not put yourself at great risk. So it would be determining to use not one, but two kinds of contraception every time you have sex. Always use a condom and then couple that with another type of contraception. And then, of course, the second thing in responsible sexuality is to be responsible for the consequences.
How does having sex for the first time affect a person emotionally?
I think, of course, that depends on how they view themselves in relation to that act. And if it does go against their moral standards and religious values, there's bound to be guilt. And this often may result in a sense of anger at themselves, maybe just a sense that I've failed my family and I'm an unworthy person now.
Do males and females experience the loss of virginity differently?
There is some evidence that males, more so than females, enjoyed their first experience of sex. But that's a group difference, and what's more striking to me are the individual differences. So both men and women may feel excited about sex, nervous about sex, and both may walk away feeling embarrassed if sex didn't go as they planned. Like if the guy couldn't get or keep an erection, if he experienced premature ejaculation, or if the woman worried about not having an orgasm or faking an orgasm, or if either of them worried about not being good enough. All of these are extremely common experiences during a person's first time that they have sex.
What about the belief that the first time hurts?
The fact is that most women will say that the first time that they have vaginal intercourse, it does feel uncomfortable. But I think that we don't do a good enough job saying what we mean by saying it hurts. Because what we're seeing is that quite a lot of women take that to mean that it should be very painful the first time that they have sex, and it shouldn't be.
So, is there any closing advice for our listeners?
For people who are considering having sex for the first time, to make sure that this is something that they feel comfortable and supported with so that they can have the best possible experience that feels right to them.
Losing your virginity can feel like a big deal, and there are a lot of rumors out there about when you should or should not be doing this, how it's going to feel, and even what the outcomes are going to be. But I think we've heard today that it's different for every person, and it's important that you do what's right for you so that your experience is a good one. Thank you, Dr. Powell and Dr. Herbenick. For more information on the topic of sexual health and virginity, visit Dr. Herbenick's detailed website, www.mysexprofessor.com. To learn more about the Texas Tech Psychology podcast, please visit www.psychology.ttu.edu. This podcast was produced by Dr. Frank Durso, edited by Liz Schmidlin and Kristen Goodhart, and relayed by me, Allison Hall. Stay healthy and active, and have a great day.